This is a event for families, and you do not have to be a person of faith. Even if you're just finding your way in that area, if that's your choice, that doesn't matter. What we're looking to do is to get people in the community together to help folks who need some help here. Correct,
that's right.
Stephanie?
That's right. That's exactly what we're about.
All right. You have a story you'd like to share with us about someone who was affected by this process.
Yeah. I have the privilege of working very closely with the pastor, so most of the stories are here straight from their heart, and it has been an honor to see how the Lord is beginning to move amidst the heart of the leadership of the church. And I think something that perhaps by the community is going to be welcomed and has been waited for. I had Pastor Rosalind Hernandez, who you may know, and Nathan Dixon, sharing a little bit about a house that they went to together. They had brought a box out and brought it to the recipient family. And the woman was so overwhelmed, obviously, and you've seen this if you've participated. She just broke down into tears and started asking questions, you know, why are you doing this? Who are you? Whatnot? Well, while all this commotion is going on, the neighbor next door comes out and is kind of peeking around the corner trying to figure out what's happening. So she comes out and says, hey, I want a food box too. And we had a certain number of food boxes that were not able to be delivered because the recipient was at home or whatnot. So the pastors were able at that time also to give a food box to this neighbor. And it was just amazing. I mean, the look on their face when they came back, they were like, this is awesome. We want to do this again next year. So it was a highlight for them, I think, to see that God does multiply, God does change, and he's still on the move.
And while not trying to detract from the point of this people of God who are doing this, You want to make it quite clear that it's not a rally for Jesus jumpers to come after people and you got to listen to the word to help. it's more about giving, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's all about giving. Now, we're unapologetic, obviously, that we are Christians, the majority of us, but we would love to serve along other people of goodwill, and we welcome that. We welcome that. The wonderful thing about this is you do not, if you're out there and you're thinking, man, there's only a week left, how do I get involved? You can show up on February 26th right at Holt High School. I would come early. The event starts at 11 a.m., but I would come at least 30 to 45 minutes early to get a great seat. And you're going to be given all the instructions and information you'll need right there in the rally. So we just welcome you and invite you warmly to come on down and join us. Oh. We promise not to thump you.
And for people, I get that Jesus jumper term from my mom. She used to use that all the time. For people who want to become involved, what do they do?
They can go right now to trinitywired.com, trinitywired.com, and click on the banner Food Drop, and the Church of Greater Lansing website, churchofgreaterlansing.com, will be launched actually on event day.
Thank you, Stephanie.
Thank you, Tony.